two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
Ooh, a lot of chatter about Chief Justice John Roberts, United States Supreme Court, and how things are just going all wrong for him right now. So first, we had the leak of the Roe v. Wade decision, which was major news, and he promised a swift investigation. I don't think we know who done it yet.
Are they keeping it in-house?
And then we had, with the Roe v. Wade decision on Friday, we had the justices on the right thumbing their noses at his take on Roe v. Wade. He didn't feel like Roe v. Wade should be overturned. Well, they overturned it anyway. And then, I don't know if you have the data on this or not, Dave, I've heard that the approval rating for the United States Supreme Court has never been lower. But what do you know?
Yep. I looked at a Quinnipiac poll from May. And the approval rating from the Supreme Court is 41%.
Yikes.
Debbie, 41% is clearly the victor when it comes to the other branches of government.
Oh, okay. So there's
President
pretty...
Biden is at 38%. You want to know who's a distant third? Like, this is, we're only giving you the bronze medal because you're the only other contestant.
Could it be Congress?
Congress, 18%.
Wow.
So, if you look at Congress and their 18% approval rating, you look at SCOTUS at 41, maybe things aren't so bad.
I always felt as though the numbers favored SCOTUS. Like, we looked up to the Supreme Court of the United States. How do they get their mojo back? How do they recapture our approval? So you have here you have Chief Justice John Roberts. I mean, he's been the Chief Justice for so long.
2005.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't join the majority.
But he doesn't join the minority either.
Well, let me finish what I'm going to say here. When it comes to Roe v. Wade, he feels as though the Supreme Court is this case that they're considering really shouldn't touch Roe v. Wade. And that it should just focus on Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. But he doesn't feel like Roe needs to be overturned. And they overturned it anyways. I mean, Justice Alito, who wrote the majority opinion, says Roe is egregiously wrong and was from the beginning. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision has had damaging consequences. So here you have the Chief Justice of a Supreme Court that already is, like, you know, failing in terms of popularity, saying, you know, we shouldn't overturn Roe. And they do it anyway.
Yeah. And this was a 50-year ruling as well.
Right.
I mean, this was not one of those recent rulings. This has been something over the last 50 years that conservatives have really pushed for. And this is the payoff for the conservative movement. And Chief Justice Roberts is kind of in this weird position because typically he would be the leading voice, and he really hasn't been. And the other conservative justices have kind of almost put him on the sidelines because they don't need his vote. He's not a swing vote. The other five conservative justices can really do what they want without his blessing.
Mara Carabella, founder and CEO of Exoro Group, and also often on KSL at night, right here at KSL News Radio from 7 to 9 every night. Good morning, Mara.
Good morning, and a complicated time for the court, for sure.
Oh, so this is in your wheelhouse. I mean, you consult companies and politicians and others on how to turn the ship around. So you're like, just play this role for a minute with us. You're consulting Chief Justice Roberts. I mean, where do you begin?
Well, I mean, one of the things that's a challenge for the Supreme Court is, can and should they communicate like a political body, right? I mean, what their tradition is they put out their rulings and every justice who wants to can write an opinion about it. But they don't do PR, and I don't think we want them to. But then, as you suggest, Debbie, when we're misunderstanding or we don't find them appealing or popular, how do they change that opinion? Roberts is definitely, I mean, the issue I think you're talking about, we often frame up in political speech, and really what it is about precedent and not necessarily consensus building. Roberts agreed with the majority, but he said it didn't set a strong enough precedent to overturn Roe v. Wade. But you know, I think some interesting times are coming that we haven't talked about yet. Thomas clearly on Roe expanded and said, hey, all these other things are going to be open for consideration, frankly, including interracial marriage, which is peculiar since he is in an interracial marriage. But then Kavanaugh did say, to just show you it wasn't just Roberts who was saying different things, Kavanaugh said, right, hey, I don't think our ruling is going to touch particularly gay marriage or access to contraception. So they, and then what I think you saw the alignment with Chief Justice was the dissenting ones, who we often call the liberal ones, they said, hey, we didn't think precedence was met either. So the interesting part about Roe, in addition to it being an epic case about women's rights, is also what role precedent sets, because that could cut against the activist judges now, these new ones who are pretty aggressively going at these big issues. And as you suggest, Justice Roberts is pretty alone right now in the middle.
And I wonder what that future looks like for Chief Justice Roberts. I mean, we know he played a crucial role in Obamacare. He essentially saved Obamacare with some of his rulings and the way he saw things. Is there a path forward? Does he just stand as kind of this man in between the two sides?
Well, what'll be tempting is to see. So one of the things, I'm going to use Roe as our pivot point just because it's so current. Roe was actually passed by what we would call a conservative court, right? It was passed on 7-2. So one of the questions will be, will these new appointed leaders who are conservatives, will they continue to act in a political manner, or will they shift back to being more judicial, which means there's maybe some inconsistency in politics and some consistency with what they would call their judicial philosophy, which is where Roberts has said, I have a judicial philosophy, stop telling me I'm political. But I think many of us see Barrett and Kavanaugh as acting rather politically. So will politics start to rule the day, as I think a lot of us feel it is right now, or will we go back to being mostly led by justices who have philosophical differences?
Mara Carbello, founder and CEO of Exora Group, also hosting KSL at Night right here at KSL News Radio. Real quick question, got about 30 seconds. You know, I was really feeling hopeful that Chief Justice Roberts would have expedited releasing more information on that leak, because I felt like that leak of the Supreme Court document on Roe v. Wade really did hurt the court's popularity. I mean, it was just one more thing, right, Mara? And I'm surprised he hasn't been more open about where that investigation stands.
I agree. This is a huge stain on the court, and it's weighing him down. The fact that we don't know who or why and the trust hasn't been rebuilt is something, probably the biggest hurdle that this court needs to overcome. I think we're all worried that they didn't have the tools they needed to do the investigation. You know, the people who, the law enforcement that's assigned to them, they're not investigators. So why didn't he bring in outside help? And I do think this will drag them down if they cannot shed a light on what happened to this sacred, we see as a sacred, yeah, process in deliberation. Like, if they can't clear that up for us, then you do start to say, you know, are you guys just like every other political body? And so I do think he needs to clear that up.
Mara Carabello, thank you so much for joining us, CEO of the Exoro Group, and does host KSL at night occasionally. We appreciate you taking the time. And Debbie, one thing that Mara said that really stood out to me, and she questioned whether or not these justices would continue to act politically or be politically motivated. And I do think maybe it's a little bit naive that we think that these justices aren't influenced by politics. I mean, they gain their station by political appointment. So the idea that they don't have a little bit of a foot or at least a few toes in the waters of politics, I think is probably naive, naive at best.
Straight ahead, you know, after Roe v. Wade was overturned, President Biden was clear to all protesters.
To keep all protests peaceful. Peaceful, peaceful, peaceful.
But in one state, the peace was disrupted as one political opponent allegedly punched another smack in the face.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.